know what's written till you get there and they tell you what's written. And so that's why I'm here today. I'm the service guy that came to help you out, to let you know that it's already done. Can I say it like this? It's already did. Come on and shout hallelujah. I came to let you know that you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to come out your pocket. You ain't got, I wish I had somebody here. Oh, you ain't got to come out $99.99 to get this blessing. But the Lord said, I bless you with a blessing that no man can curse. I wish I had somebody here that was in the house of God today that realized God blessed you even if you didn't give. God bless you even if you, I wish I had somebody that he already said, I ain't really after your money, but I really want your heart. I want you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody say yes in here and give God some praise. I wish I had somebody now that said it's contained in the scripture. But look at verse number 7. He said, believe that he is precious. But before I get to that, he said, he shall not be confounded. He said, in other words, God won't disappoint you because of what he's written. God won't let you down because of what he said. And his word is on the line. And he said in his word that I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I gotta repent. All I'm telling you is that if God said it, just believe it. It's gonna be all right. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's gonna be all right. If God said it, go to sleep. If God said it, let's go eat. If God said it, do your dance. If God said it, jump for joy and praise him and let him know, I thank you, Lord, that it's already all right. Say yeah. Say yes in here. I'm trying to live up to godly expectations. But when I realize what is said in verse 8, he said it's a stumbling block, a rock of offense, those that stumble at the word. What is he talking about? He's talking about the same folks, you know, the naysayers and the gainsayers, the folks that said, oh, that you talking, you better go do something else. All you, I know you say you believe the word, but I don't believe it for you. He says, so what if some don't believe? Paul said, does that make the word of God non-effect? God forbid. So what if they don't believe what you said that you believe, but it's been written in the word? All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand, forgetting those things which are behind me, forgetting those people, forgetting what they said, forgetting what they did, forgetting how they handled you, forgetting how you were sick because of your worrying.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
One of the things, especially in the Black Baptist Church, that was real was the fact that music played a major part in ministering to the body of believers. Depending on how far you went back, a lot of the people and even the preachers were limited in their education, but they were certainly endued and endowed with the Holy Ghost and with the anointing from God that stirred up and touched the hearts and souls of men, women, girls, and boys with what God had given to them. The anointing was so powerful that they would make up songs as they went, and people could feel it. The Holy Spirit dealt with them, and like fire just ran all through the church. And it might start in the pulpit and pass on through the deacon stand, and deaconess pick up their part of it, and back in the back of the church you'd get somebody coming back there, and next thing you know somebody coming telling their testimony about what God's done, where he's brought them from. And they had a love one for another. And it was very simple, but it was very real, because they dealt with what was going on in their lives. They weren't pretentious. They weren't phony. They weren't put-ons. They were just real. They tell you how they felt. They tell you what was going on. But then they had the good understanding of knowing we're all in this together. And I'm just asking my brothers and sisters to pray with me. And they may tell you, not that I get religion, because I got religion a long time ago, but that God would strengthen me to go through my tests and my trials. And God knows we had many of those. Have I got a witness in the house? And I know it's not over with yet. And they would sing songs that really ministered because of the reality that they knew if the Lord wouldn't help them, they couldn't stand the storm. If the Lord wouldn't open the door, they couldn't get through. If the Lord didn't hear them, the Lord didn't help them, that there was no hope for them. And they just ministered like that. Preacher would get up and preach, and he just called a text, and he might quote part of the text, or he'll just say, I won't talk to y'all today. And my text is found somewhere in around the 9th chapter of Matthew, the 29th verse. And he said, and all that it says, this is the part I want y'all to hear. According to your faith, be it unto you. That's all I want to talk about. According to your faith, be it unto you. And he would take that text and deal with it based upon the experiences that he had, his people had, and that they could identify with. But though it was so simplistic in terms of its textual and inspirational realities, it ministered to the heart, and they were real. And that's what we need every now and then to do, is to be real with God, not be so phony, so stuck up. We need to check titles at the door and be able to say we're all God's children, brothers and sisters. We all have the same God, worship the same God. What he's done for me might be different from what he's done for you, but he's blessed all of us, woke us all up this morning, started us all on our way, gave us health and strength, a reasonable portion. And they go on like that and minister to the body of Christ. And so today I want to try and reach back a little bit and bring back some of the old saints. We ain't got a whole lot of saints today that's willing to be real and tell folk where they've come from. They won't act like they've always been where they are right now. Always had what they always had. Know that God has blessed them to have indoor plumbing. That was a time they had to go to the outhouse. That was a time if they didn't make it before it got dark, they had a little container, a little pot with a top on it, white with red all around it or blue. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I know the older saints know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And yet they were grateful to God. Worked in the cane field, cotton fields, did this, did that, picked their own vegetables and fruits and all of that, grew them, canned them, lived off of them. Got the throwaways of meats. But they used the wisdom of God. Made what they call long gravies with a little piece of meat. And you just get the flavor of the meat because you didn't have enough meat to go around. But you were grateful to God. And even if visitors came, it just appeared that they'd have enough to share. And I'm talking about families with 10, 12, 15. Large family. I ain't talking about no one or two or three of us. But God blessed them. God blessed them. And then somebody would sing songs like, I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to us. Any witnesses in the house? I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, y'all. But the Lord been good to me. One more time. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, y'all. But the Lord been good to me. Listen. I didn't have much money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. But I can truly say, as I stand right here today, that the Lord been good to me. Listen, we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometime the clothes were thin that we put on our back. Mama and daddy, they did the best they could. They've said, son, always, always be good. But out of all, hey, out of all, oh, out of all, I know the Lord been good to me. Oh, he's been good. He's been mighty good. Anybody know he's been good? Oh, he's been good. Won't you raise your hand? If God's been good, wave your hands. Been, if God's been good, anybody know he's been a rock in a weary land? Anybody know he's been water in all dry places? Anybody know he's been a doctor in your sick room? He's been the lawyer.
down in the courtroom. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. I know he's been good. Have you ever been down to your last dime? Called on Jesus. He stepped right in on time. Anybody know you love him? Anybody here know you love him? Anybody love him? Anybody know that you love him? I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Pitied my every groan. Yes, he has. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I love him. I'm not ashamed to tell you how good he is. He blessed my soul. He made me whole. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He's been good. Jesus has been good. I know the Lord been good to me. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. They come on and they tell you just a few minutes of the word. And like I said, Matthew 9:29, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And they tell how situations in their lives brought them out of darkness, brought them out of lack, brought them out of trouble, healed their bodies, talking about their faith. Couldn't afford to go to doctors sometime, but they'd get some olive oil and pray over. Pray the prayer of faith, and the recovered believers would jump up rejoicing and shouting the power of God. Wouldn't have much to eat. They wouldn't go around publishing it to everybody, but they'd get on their knees and tell the Lord. And while they were yet talking, somebody knocked on the door and said, the Lord put on my heart to share this with you all. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have heard somebody tell about those kind of stories? There are days, we ain't got to go way back then to know that God's done some of those things for us. Today, he's still working miracles. He's still opening doors. He's still blessing and still delivering and still setting free, still encouraging, still uplifting. He's still in the blessing business today. And if I might, they had what was called folklore. Those were stories that they shared about present and past times and God's goodness, and many of those who could not articulate the scripture, interpret or exegete it, they knew God, and God would give them something, whether it was a song or whether it was a story. And the story would be filled with faith. Faith that they had. Faith that they shared. And others many times would get to know the God they knew through those stories. And even today, many in the Bible called them parables.
But then others were simply folklores. They were just stories that were earthly, like parables, stories with heavenly meanings, heavenly intervention, God stepping in, God doing something that nobody but God could do. And they rejoiced in those moments. One time someone asked me, he said, "Pastor, where do you get all those stories from?" And I had to tell him, I said, "Well, I was a young man called into the gospel, and I hung around a lot of older men, older preachers. I said, when I was but a child, I said, I loved to be in the company of the older preachers and the older saints. And lo and behold, the stories that they would tell resonated in my young heart. And they had such a keen ability to make you feel through those stories the goodness of a living God. And somehow, some way, that became a part of me. Because what I've learned and discovered over the years is that some of the most profound messages I've ever preached, the part people remembered the most were the stories. They couldn't tell others where I came from. They couldn't tell others what my sub points were. They couldn't tell others the gist of what my message was. But they say, "Oh, child, he told a story. And he said this." And though it may not have been 100% correct, you do know they knew the story when they were through telling the story. Because like music, stories are impactful. They tell a message in a way that meets the heart and ministers to the heart. And so sometimes, lest we forget where God has brought us from, lest we forget how much rich history is in the hearts and the minds and the souls of the older saints. What a true treasure we miss out on by not spending time with those who have been there and been through it and come through it and still know that if they had to go through it all over again, they'd make Jesus their choice. All over again. So don't discount the opportunity to sit down and talk with some of the older saints and listen at the stories they tell. And notice how it blesses the hearts and the minds of those who are truly listening to hear God in the story. According to your faith, God has a way of reaching you without cracking open the Bible. God has a way of reaching you through multiple means. Don't think that God can't do in you, to you, through you, for you, what he needs to do just in the church. On a Sunday morning, God's got people all around you with a word that will encourage your walk, your talk, that would bless your life if you only took the time to listen, especially young people. These are dangerous times in which we live. But if you would just take the time to seek a little direction, seek a little correction when you know you're going the wrong way before it's too late. One of the things that I did love about those of olden day was if they saw young people going wrong, they didn't have to know who you were. Just say, come here, young fella. Come here, young girl. Sit down, let me talk to you. And in those times, we listened. We listened. And how better our lives have become because of the counsel of those who knew the Lord and was not ashamed to share. As I close what I'm sharing with you today, another thing that made that testimony so powerful was the fact that they were real. They make you understand, you see me now like this, but I ain't always been like this. And I've even seen them challenge some of the older saints when they were too hard and unreasonable on some of the young folks. Say, now, wait a minute now. Don't forget, we were young too. And some of the same things you're acting like you've never done, I know what you've done. You know? And they would just be real to the point where they encouraged you to know that you wouldn't believe some of the stuff they've done, where they've been, and all the rest of that. But it just shows you the power of change and how God could turn your life around and make it what he wants it to be. And so, simple, straight, real were the people of yesteryear. No put-ons, no pretenses, just real, true counsel. And today we can see our young people going backwards, living life the wrong way, and won't even part our lips to say, you're better than that. You can do better than that. Why aren't you better than that? And challenge them to be the best that they can be. And according to your faith, you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve. But you've got to encourage them, share with them, show them that God is doing a new thing in the hearts and minds and believers of those who will open their eyes and their ears and their hearts up to God. Thank God from whence we've come. But if we ever get a glimpse of the future, our future can be bigger, brighter, and more glorious than even our forefathers could have imagined, because we stand on their shoulders and see eons beyond where they were able to see. And so in this month of February, let us not rush over and dodge and discount what they've been through, because someone has aptly said, if you don't know your past, you're subject to repeat your past. And that's why you want to know what it is that God has brought us through. And I promise you, it'll even help us to make it through some of these times that we presently deal with. May God bless you. May God keep you, is my prayer. I don't know if you know that with many other words, Acts chapter 2 says that men, women, girls, boys came to Jesus with many other words. And what that simply meant was, that sometimes